Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. And it's time for another weekend review. And in this episode, I had to do one of those big budget movies. And you know which one it is. That's right. I'm doing The Suicide Squad. Now, I know this is kind of movie. It's not really what I do here. It's usually too big. And I usually like to focus on smaller things or things that are more interesting. But the reason I'm doing this one is because of the expectations. Now, everyone knows DC is the little redheaded stepchild to Marvel when it comes to these comic movies. And while Marvel has hit after record-breaking hit, DC is struggling. I mean, if you take out those Batman movies, which are really good, and, you know, the Joaquin Joker was really good. The rest of what they have there is pretty much a mixed bag of mediocre stuff. There's some good stuff in there, too, but it's mostly mediocre, including the original Suicide Squad, which was starring Will Smith. And before I saw it, I was thinking, like, how is that going to go wrong? And yeah, that came out right in, like, the middle. Like, it wasn't terrible, like a lot of people said it was. I think, you know, it just didn't live up to the expectations. There was some good stuff in there. But ultimately, the biggest thing that was wrong with it, or the biggest crime for me, it lacked any kind of character, and it was just, you know, boring. Now, James Gunn, who's responsible for those very good Guardians of the Galaxy movies, wrote and directed this one. So, while I'm not expecting the perfection that the Avengers, you know, that series of movies was, I am expecting an overall improvement over the original, at least. So, what is this one about? Well, it's pretty much like the first one. We start out at the world's most dangerous prison where they keep all the super criminals, and we see Waller, Viola Davis's character, who's in charge of putting these groups together for jobs. She's putting together a new group and of mostly new characters, but we have a couple of old ones in there too, like Harley Quinn, who was one of the few bright spots in the original, Captain Boomerang, and Colonel Rick Flagg. Now, they get dropped off on a mission at some island, and spoiler-free, things don't go as planned. Meanwhile, we jump to the other side of the island, and we'll see another group landing, and turns out that that team, the first one we saw, was just a distraction for this team to get on. And this team contains all newer characters, including Bloodsport, which is played by Elba, Peacemaker, which is John Cena's character, and, surprise, King Shark, which is voiced by the one and only Sylvester Stallone, which I didn't know before I watched the movie, but, you know, I found that out as I was doing this review. But anyway, before we continue with that, they do a quick rewind, and they show us how that particular team came together and what the mission is, which the mission is to destroy evidence of some secret project, spoiler-free, not going to get into that. Then we jump back to the present. And that's actually where I'm going to stop. There's really nothing for me to go forward with. From there, you know, they got to carry out their mission. We learned a little bit more about what makes, you know, all these people tick and, you know, how they work and what their powers are. And maybe there's a twist here and there. Spoiler free, not going to talk about it. And, yeah. So what did the pros think about this one? They came in at a very impressive 95% on the Rotten Scale. And there's no audience score as of this recording because this is a really early review. And what did I think? Well, let's start with the positives. And the positives in this case were actually negatives from the original. They really get the ensemble of so-called superheroes, in this case supervillains, I guess, right? When you initially meet them, a couple of them seem like they might be kind of cookie-cutter, and a couple seem like they were like way too strange to even work. But then you get to spend some time with them, and you learn a little bit about their backstories and things, and what makes them unique. And they're all very interesting, and they all had a lot of personality. And they all kind of meshed together, even though they were so different. The back and forth and the banter between Bloodsport and Peacemaker, Bloodsport's fear, which is directly related to one of the team members and, you know, the power that they possess, which I'm not even going to mention that team member or what their power is, spoiler free, so you can go into that fresh knowing how that plays out. How they all are so odd and not up to task, and somehow they all come together and they work it out and they get the job done. There are some truly funny lines in here, funny situations, mixed in with a whole lot of blood. The action sequences are really good. This was way more violent than the original, and it kind of shocked me a little bit. I didn't really expect that. And of course we have Harley Quinn, which she's great in this again. And they had this whole sequence dedicated to her during this escape thing she was doing. And the way they shot this just looked really good. And I love the way that they changed the effect at some point, spoiler free, but they change an effect and it kind of mask all the violence and blood a little bit, but you still see what's going on, but they change it up to kind of do something different. Like I said, I don't want to talk too much about that. The team, I mean, that was the backbone and strength of this movie, and they definitely got all of that right. And, before I move on, let's not leave out, you know, the other star here, which is Idris Elba. He's perfectly cast in this. I mean, Cena was really good. I mean, I can't say anything bad about the cast as a whole. I mean, they did a really good job. The story itself, you know, it was what it was. It wasn't very unique, but they took it to an absurd level in the third act for sure and went way over the top. I didn't expect him to do that, and that was actually a good thing. In fact, that was kind of a running thing they did throughout the movie. Just when I thought they would do something basic or it would kind of play out a certain way, they handled the situation way differently and kind of subverted, you know, my expectations in funny ways and sometimes very violent ways. I was like, wow, that's how they handled that? So it was interesting to see how they did that. And, finally, there wasn't a whole lot of exposition in this one, which is different because, of course, we don't know who these people are. I mean, of course, if you're heavy into DC Comics and all that stuff, you probably know who these characters are. I didn't know who a lot of them were. And the only way to move the movie, to have the movie go forward, you gotta have exposition to kind of explain who these people are and what they do and all this stuff. And here, they didn't do a whole lot of it, and what they did, they kind of handled it in a clever way, and the way they kind of shot it with one of the characters, and they had a conversation, which is what you have to do, like I said, but it didn't feel like, you know, they were just beating you over the head with it, and they were super heavy-handed. They kind of handled it in a clever way, and they worked it in there. Now, sounds so far so good, right? But this is not a perfect movie. There are a few negatives. First off, and this has been a running theme in my last few reviews that I've done, it's way too long. I mean, this thing comes in at 2 hours and 12 minutes. There's this whole sequence with King Shark where he's off on his own and during the mission, and he's in this like aquarium thing. I'm not going to spoil it. That served absolutely no purpose at all because we don't learn anything more about him, and the scene doesn't really go anywhere. They had a lot of slow-mo shots with them walking towards the camera. I mean, we get it, it's a superhero movie, but we don't really need that many shots of that happening. That's not necessary. Another section during when they're taking down this building during the mission, they spent a whole lot of time showing the soldiers trying to like ram through this door. And I'm like, we get it, you're trying to get in. We don't need to see you try 3 different times to get in. We know you're out there trying to get in. I don't know why they spent so much time showing that. I mean, that right there was a good 10 to 15 minutes that they could have just lost, and it would have been the exact same movie. So, and that's just me off the top of my head, you know. They should have shown a little bit more restraint. They didn't really need to show us all this stuff. This definitely could have came in under 2 hours easily. And this might be nitpicking a little bit, because I know they're supposed to be like quirky and off the beaten path and not really regular, but some of these superpowers that they showed from, you know, this team and the other team, they just didn't make any sense, and I didn't even see how them going would even be useful in this kind of a situation. So I didn't even understand how they put the teams together. Because, on, like I said, on the surface, their powers just don't seem all that useful. Some of them, anyway. For example, the Polka Dot Man, who, no, his power is definitely useful, but it's just weird. It was just too strange and silly for me. But, yeah, I think that was his name, Polka Dot Man, or whatever his name was. It had something to do with polka dots. Not going to spoil it for you. I won't get into what he actually can do. But, yeah. I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? Yes, for sure I enjoyed this movie. I would put this one right at an 85% on the Rotten scale. Yeah, it was too long, a little bit too quirky at times. But this was a definite success and the opposite of the Avengers, but in the best possible way. It was the ensemble superhero movie done with like a coating of Deadpool. So if you like Deadpool and you want like a group of people, this would be the closest thing you're going to get to that. And in the past, I think DC, where they messed up, they tried to do what Marvel was doing. And with this one, they kind of just did their own thing. They carved out their own lane and just went with it. And, yeah, and the results were really good. I can't wait to see where they take this next. Oh, and by the way, yes, there is an end credit here. And you have to wait all the way to the end till they run all the credits. But it is worth it because they do set up something else, spoiler free. I'm not going to talk about it. And so, yeah, this is a weekend watch for sure. I know it's streaming on HBO Max, I believe, also. But I suggest you watch this on the big screen. I saw it in that RPX format on that really super big screen, and it looked great. And, you know, of course, the sound was awesome. So I would suggest you see it in that format if you can. But, yeah, I mean, if you want to stream it, for sure, this is something that you should definitely put in your queue, check out, and watch. Or definitely, yeah, get out the house, go to the movies, and watch this one. And with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Pod Bean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Instagram, Facebook page of the same name. I post all my links there as well. Also up on all the streaming platforms, of course, Pod Bean, which is where this is created. And then we got, you know, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeart, I mean, everywhere that you can listen to your podcast, you will find me there. And, yeah, definitely like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. And, yeah, leave a comment. You know, let's talk about some of this stuff. That'd be very cool. And, yeah, I mean, I'm going to have another movie for you this weekend. Not sure if I'm going to the movies or if I got something streaming. I definitely got something streaming because I already watched it. I just need to write it up. I'm not sure if I'm going to release it now or maybe later. And I also have another most disturbing movie on the way. And it's one I wanted to revisit because I saw it a while back, but I wasn't thinking about it being that disturbing. So I need to rewatch it and see if, you know, it deserves to be on the list. But anyway, now I'm rambling on like I always do. Thank you once again for tuning in, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.